The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. John the Baptist appeared, preaching in the desert of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." It was of him that the prophet Isaiah had spoken when he said, "A voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths.'" John wore clothing made of camel's hair and had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. At that time, Jerusalem, all Judea, and the whole region around the Jordan were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they acknowledged their sins. When he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce good fruit as evidence of your repentance. And do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you, God can raise up children to Abraham from these stones. Even now the axe lies at the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree that does not bear fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I am baptizing you with water for repentance, but the one who is coming after me is mightier than I. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand. He will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into his barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
In a homily a few weeks ago, I mentioned that Bishop Taylor had assigned Deacon Quinton Thomas to IC for the spring of 2026. But like a college coach who makes a last-minute change right before the game, Bishop Taylor has substituted Deacon Christopher Elser for Deacon Quinton Thomas. But Deacon Christopher is familiar with such game-time decisions, because just a few years ago, he was the place kicker for the Arkansas Razorback football team. Now, Christopher is kicking for Christ. I asked Deacon Christopher to answer a few questions so I could introduce him to you. When I asked what he liked to eat, he answered, "My favorite food is Asian, particularly Vietnamese food." Well, coming to Fort Smith, the good deacon has practically set foot in Saigon with all our fabulous pho food. When I asked about music, he replied, "The music I listen to is smooth jazz tracks or tracks from Disney movies and hits from the 2010s. Jokingly, I asked him, since he played on the Razorback football team, what the Hogs needed to do to win a national championship. And he replied, "Call the legendary Nick Saban and ask for his prayers and advice." Who could disagree? Lastly, I asked Deacon Christopher what he enjoys doing as a deacon and looks forward to as a priest. He answered, "My favorite thing about being a deacon is the privilege to baptize. As a priest, my favorite thing will be offering Mass for the people of God and for the whole world." Great answers, don't you think? But one thing Deacon Christopher did not mention was the task of preaching. And incidentally, he's a very gifted homilist. For example, this past summer, he delivered a memorable homily at the priest's retreat in Subiaco, and he impressed all the priests. Now, I gotta tell you, most of us priests on retreat always punt on preaching and don't preach to our peers. Can you guess why? Well, it's a lot easier being a shepherd to the sheep than a shepherd to the shepherds who think they know it all. But Deacon Christopher took the pulpit, and his homily was a 50-yard field goal splitting the uprights. You see, we priests, like most people in the pews, are always waiting to see if the preacher's message is going to lean right and be conservative, or is it going to lean left and be liberal. But Deacon Christopher's message went right down the middle. That was his only concern, was preaching Jesus Christ and him crucified, as Paul said in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 2. The Catechism of the Catholic Church in number 888 calls preaching the first task of the clergy. And by the way, it is the hardest task. Think of preaching in these terms. A retiring CEO gave an incoming CEO some advice, saying, 95% of the decisions you make as a CEO can be made as well by a relatively intelligent 17-year-old, but you will be paid for the other 5%. Likewise, most of the things deacons and priests do can be accomplished by a relatively intelligent and ordained young man, but we are paid for the other 5%, namely our preaching. And when we preach, our message should split the uprights and not shank it to the right or to the left. In the gospel today, we hear about the greatest preacher of all time, St. John the Baptist. Indeed, his first task and his only task was to preach and prepare the people for Jesus, the Word made flesh. St. Matthew records John the Baptist appeared preaching in the desert of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And when they repented of their sins, John baptized them in the Jordan River. In other words, John's preaching, like Deacon Christopher's this past summer, was not trying to curry the favor of liberals or of conservatives, but only trying to please God. If John had been a punter for the Razorbacks, he would have split the uprights, not shanking it to the right or the left. John fulfilled his first task of preaching, his 5% as a CEO, and he was paid handsomely for it with the crown of martyrdom. My friends, you may not be ordained as a deacon or as a priest, and yet we all have that first task to share the good news by our preaching, by virtue of our baptism. How so? Well, at our baptism, we are anointed on the crown of the head with the oil of sacred chrism, instituting us as priests and prophets and kings. Therefore, we too are charged with the solemn obligation of evangelizing the world. But are we preaching Jesus Christ and him crucified, or our own particular brand of Catholicism? For instance, there may be some Catholic teachings or doctrines we like, and so we're happy to talk to people about them, but we keep our mouths shut about other Catholic teachings we don't like. Our faith becomes a sort of cafeteria Catholicism. Hey, load me up on the mercy, please hold the justice. That is, are we preaching Jesus Christ or just John Antony? I remember back in seminary, I was very conservative. And I tried to show it by always wearing a white shirt and black pants. That stark uniform reflected my mindset. Everything was either black or white. At the time, my vocation director asked me to take a year off from seminary and to live in a parish and learn what real parish life is like. By the way, that's also when I learned to enjoy martinis, so it wasn't a total loss. Nonetheless, I discovered that life can often be complicated and confusing, and we must make decisions that often do not have clear-cut answers. I learned that the truth is often gray, somewhere between black and white, somewhere between conservative and liberal. I needed to learn, like Deacon Christopher, how to kick a field goal down the middle and split the uprights. 300 years before Jesus Christ, the Greek philosopher Aristotle taught the ancient maxim, in medio stat virtus, meaning virtue stands in the middle, that is, between the two extremes. Aristotle would have been a great place kicker for the Razorbacks. As you come forward in a moment for Holy Communion or to receive a blessing today, ask Jesus to give you the grace to fulfill your first task of preaching Jesus Christ and Him crucified, and to stop preaching your own brand of Catholicism. And then you too will have learned to split the uprights. Praised be Jesus Christ.